I'm David Holub, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today, we are going to examine the legal implications of someone being injured while walking on a sidewalk when struck by some unsecured cargo being hauled in a commercial truck that falls off the trailer. Typically, in this type of scenario, the injured person must show, one, a duty owed by the defendant to the injured party, two, a breach of that duty, and three, compensable injury proximately caused by that breach. If there's no duty, there can be no liability, and whether a duty exists is a question of law for a court to decide rather than a question of fact for a jury to decide. Sometimes a duty can arise because of the wording in a contract, so an attorney is going to want to investigate what contracts might exist in this kind of scenario. For example, is there a contract between the transportation company and the warehousing company? It will be important for an attorney to review the contractual language to see if there is anything that would give rise to a duty to a third party, such as a pedestrian in this case. Another way duty may be imposed on a defendant is if a judge determines that a duty exists as a matter of law after weighing three factors. 1. The relationship between the parties. 2. The reasonable foreseeability of harm to the person injured, and 3. Public policy concerns. Was there any kind of relationship between the truck driver and the injured pedestrian? How about the pickup location company and the injured pedestrian? Or the truck owner and the pedestrian? In considering the foreseeability of the harm, legal questions to consider include: what entities had a role in securing the cargo onto the truck driver, the pickup location, the truck owner or company that employed the truck driver? It is generally foreseeable that cargo secured into a truck bed could become unsecured on a public roadway and injure nearby motorists or pedestrians. Any entity that has a role in securing the cargo likely could foresee that its negligence in securing the cargo could injure a nearby pedestrian as the cargo is transported down the road, which would weigh in favor of finding that a duty was owed to the injured pedestrian. Questions of public policy about who should be held liable when unsecured cargo strikes and injures a pedestrian entail analyzing who is in the best position to prevent such harm in the first place. It also considers how society should apportion costs of such injuries. In the context of securing commercial cargo in a truck bed, the entity responsible for securing, hauling, and inspecting the cargo during the trip is likely in the best position to prevent an injury to a pedestrian by unsecured cargo flying off. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219-736-9700 with your questions. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidholublaw.com. And while there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.